Good morning.
We've got another market coming up at the end of the month. In fact, it's on this coming Sunday, and this is our last chance to pick up a bargain or two just in time for Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah, so we've been lucky that we can get our one and only market in for the year. So we want to make this a day to remember for everyone.
You're not alone. You're not the isolated case. There's been a lot of events being cancelled or postponed due to the climate that we're in at the moment. But fortunately, this one will go ahead this coming Sunday at Birdie High School. And just to give people a bit of a background that aren't aware, you're a non-for-profit organisation, and the role of the Fairy Godmothers is a good one, assisting those in our community that have families with children, that have got medical conditions, financial assistance that you provide, and special needs. That's where the money goes.
Yeah, absolutely. So we purchase a lot of equipment for children with disabilities, and one being a $55,000 wheelchair accessible van that we're raising money for. So all the market fundraising will go towards that cause.
And it's a good chance to snap up a bargain or two and a bit of socialising as well, because you've got well over 40 stalls happening.
Yeah, we've got all of our local makers and craft people in as well. So they've obviously had a tough time during COVID. They're finally able to get out and sell their stock. So we're urging everyone to come along, support local, support our local makers, and help us, the Fairy Godmothers, to raise some money.
It's very important, Jess, at the best of times to support local, but particularly in the times that we're in this year, because we need all the help we can get as far as the local people out there. So the Christmas market will be on between 10 and 2 at Birnie High School. That's at Fiddler Street in Cooey. It's only a gold coin donation to be a part of that. And with that, you get a lucky door prize entry, don't you?
Absolutely. And there's lots of events. There'll be entertainment on the stage. We've got our zoo riders and jumping castle, and it'll just be a great day.
That's right. The kids aren't missed out on. They'll enjoy the zoo riders and the jumping castle, and they'll be spinning the lucky wheel as well. And also, you got those yummy spuds, and we might have to grab one of those or two on Sunday.
Yes, we all of the volunteers tend to choose our spuds for something to eat for lunch, so definitely something not to miss out on.
That's right, you got your hamburgers, chicken burgers, the lot, and you'll have also the cake stall as well. So there's plenty on offer, and those that have been a part of these markets, you know exactly what we're talking about. But the Christmas market, it's a good way to raising the funds for your local projects that you just outlined there. And there's plenty of parking, Jess, too, isn't there?
Yeah, so if people can't find parking on the street, if they head to the Birnie Bowles car park, there's a huge area there to park. And we'll also have disabled parking for people that need to park that little bit closer as well.
Fairy Godmother's Christmas Market from 10 o'clock this coming Sunday at Birnie High School. President from Fairy Godmother's, always appreciate your time. Jess Tabart, go well.
Thank you so much.